Welcome to the Passionpreneurs Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan C. Green. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are here with another episode of the Passionpreneurs Podcast. This is the show where we help you turn your passions into profitable enterprises. I am your host, Ryan C. Green, and I want to thank you for tuning in. If you've missed the past episodes or want more information on how to become a passionpreneur or want more resources, join us at www.passionpreneurs.com. That's thepassionpreneurs.com. Make sure you join the email list and follow us on social media. You can even join our Facebook group. We have a Passionpreneurs Facebook group now as well. We're just excited about sharing information with you all about becoming a passionpreneur, turning your passions into your profitable enterprises. You can also find out more information about me on my website at www.ryancgreen.com. That is Green with an E. So I want to talk today. We are going to talk about something a little different. We are going to talk today about setting stupid goals. Now, I know anyone who's spent any time in any kind of leadership course, any kind of goal setting program, you all heard of SMART goals. And, you know, SMART goals are SMART being the acronym for the S is for specific, the M is for measurable, the A is for action oriented. Sometimes it's for attainable, depends on who's doing the teaching. Then you have the R for realistic, and then the T is for time sensitive. So, you know, and I am a proponent of SMART goals. I even wrote about it in my first book, Success is in Your Hand. So SMART goals are good. But I wanted to talk today about something different, something I came up with, stupid goals. And, you know, after you set your SMART goals, then what is the opposite of that? Let's set some stupid goals. And stupid is an acronym as well. And I'm going to walk you right through the six elements of a stupid goal. And as you add this, because the SMART goals are great, and that'll get you the goal. But the stupid goals really deal more with how to get it done. All right. And the motivation behind it and understanding the mindset that it's going to take to achieve your goals. So let's start with the stupid goals. Let's start with S. The S, when we're talking about stupid goals, is sacrifice. Whenever you're setting any kind of goal that's worth having, you have to understand and go in knowing that it's going to require some sort of sacrifice. There's going to be something that you have to give up, something that you have to do that you wouldn't have otherwise wanted to do in order to achieve your goal. So, you know, when you're setting your goals, you have to first and foremost understand, ask yourself, what am I going to have to sacrifice to make this goal come to fruition? What am I going to have to give up to make this happen? And am I willing to do that? Because, see, if you go in knowing what you have to give up, what you have to sacrifice, then you don't you're not surprised. You're not shocked. You're not hurt when the time comes that you have to give that sacrifice up. So, you know, a lot of times we so shook when we have to lose things, we have to give up time with the family, or we have to stop watching TV, or we have to stop doing this or that. But the thing is, if you go in knowing here's the sacrifices I'm going to have to make to achieve this goal, then you're in a better situation. All right. The T in setting stupid goals stands for team. Team. Who's going to help you get it done? No great accomplishment has ever been achieved by one person. I say that all the time. John C. Maxwell says that in his books, and it's so true. You have to know with your goals going in, you have to ask yourself, who's going to help me get it done? If it's only you, then I guarantee you're going to have a lot of trouble trying to get your goals accomplished. You have to go in knowing, who's your team? Who's going to partner with you? Who are you going to partner with to make sure you get your goals accomplished? Who was on your side? Who is going to help you do? You know, a lot of times we're the dreamers. Dreamers need doers. You need people on your side who's going to actually go out and do the dream and make it happen. You know, so you need to find out who's your team, who's on your marketing, who's your accounting, who's your tech people, who's your street team, who's getting it done. So when you're setting those stupid goals, make sure you understand who your team is right from the jump. The U in stupid goals is going to be uplifting. Your goal has to be uplifting. It has to take you to a higher, better place than before. See, if your goal isn't going to improve your life in any kind of way, then your motivation to achieve your goal is going to be limited. So you have to have a goal that's going to uplift you and put you in a better place than before you went after your goal. Now, you know, we all have things we want to do, but you have to really, you know, spell out what it is that this goal is going to do for you. How is it going? What is it going to do? What is your life going to look like after you achieve this goal? And if you don't have something that is an uplifting goal, if you don't have something that is going to, that you can see how your goal is better and put you in a better place, then that's a problem. So make sure that your goal is uplifting. Now, the P in setting stupid goals is plan. How do you plan to get it done? So you can't just have a goal and not have a plan to get it done. You've got to have an action plan. You've got to know what steps you're going to take to go and get this done. What is your plan to achieve your goals? So, you know, you can't wait till you're in the middle of it and start trying to put a plan together. You have to have a plan from day one of saying how you're going to achieve your goals. So putting out that plan, and it has to be specific. It has to be a laid out plan that you're going to follow and say, this is how I'm going to get this done. It can't be something that you're just doing on a whim. So understand that you have to have that plan in place. Then the I in setting stupid goals is going to be inspired. Your goal has to be inspired. There has to be a higher purpose than just personal gain for your goal. This kind of ties into your why. You know, what is your why for the goal? What is inspiring you to go after this goal? What is the higher purpose for your goal? Who are you going to help? Who are you going to reach? What is going to be accomplished through you achieving this goal? And that inspiration is what's going to push you during the hard times of trying to accomplish the goal. Because when you're going after something and it's just for you, it's easy to quit on yourself. But when you're going after something for someone else, you push harder, you go longer, you go stronger. You don't give up as easily when someone else is counting on you. So your goal has to be inspired, whether it be your children, whether it be your parents, whether it be, you know, anyone. Your goal has to be inspired by someone else. It has to be inspired by a higher calling, a higher purpose than just you're going to get something out of it. Does that make sense? And then finally is D, deadline. Your stupid goals have to have a deadline. Now, when are you going to get it done? Now, this is the same thing in the SMART goal. It was time sensitive. You have to have a deadline because you have to know when you're going to get your goals done. So that doesn't change. You need to have a time that you plan to accomplish your goal. Otherwise, it's just a dream. If you never plan to accomplish the goal, if you never have the plan in place of when you're going to get it done, then it's just a dream. It's just you out there wishing for something to happen. But when you put an end date on something, that urgency begins to take place. It begins to manifest. And now you begin to push harder, and because you know, I've got to get it done by this date. I've got to get it done by this time. And you know, the 80-20 rule begins to take effect, where 80% of anything happens in the last 20% of the time. So when you have a deadline, now you have time to put, you know when it's time to get to work, you know, and that matter, you know, that happens just by itself, you know. So understanding then that deadline is going to be important. When are you going to get it done? So that's it. I wanted to make this just real quick, some information, something that I came up with and I wanted to share with you. We're not going to be very long today, but this setting stupid goals, sacrifice, team, uplifting, plan, inspired, and deadline. So as you go out there setting your SMART goals, make sure you set some stupid goals with it along the way. All right. And again, if you want to tune in every single week and we'll be here with new episodes of the Passionpreneur Podcast, go to www.thepassionpreneurs.com for all the information and updates on what's going on with the Passionpreneurs. And we'll look forward to seeing you, talking to you next week.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Passionpreneurs Podcast, a production of Greenhouse Media. To listen to past episodes and to subscribe to our email list, visit www.thepassionpreneurs.com. I'm Ryan C. Green. Thanks for listening.